The Science Show on RN, where I now want you to do an equation. And when you've done it, you'll know roughly how many ET civilizations there may be out there. Frank Drake dreamt it up in 1961, putting together variables like the number of stars, how many planets, the rate of star formation, and so on. And this is one of the features of Cosmic Vertigo, starring Alan Duffy and Amanda Bauer. Will they get it right?
The Drake equation allows us to break down the almost impossible task of estimating how many civilizations are there in a galaxy in any one time that we could communicate with. And you can break that down into ever increasingly uncertain numbers, but you start with how many new stars are there forming each year that could host a planet.
Our Milky Way forms one star a year, or two or three, maybe. Three stars a year. So, okay, I guess that's the first term.
Yeah, and we know that number really well. So pretty the well. Average number of new stars that are forming each and every year in our galaxy is three. Plus or minus some small amount.
Yep, let's go with three.
Yeah. The next stage is what fraction of those stars that formed have planets? And thanks to Kepler, we know that's all of them.
Yeah.
So one.
Okay.
Next stage would be?
The number of planets in each solar system with an environment suitable for life. So I guess within the habitability zone, Goldilocks planets.
Yeah, we
restrict
ourselves to that. That's a little bit
more difficult. It's less than one?
Yeah. I think current estimates from the Kepler mission, we're looking Earth-sized world about 1 in 5, 1 in 10.
Okay, 1 in 10, because that's easy math.
Yep, all right. So right now we have 3 times 1 times...
times 1 tenth.
0.1, so yep, 3 tenths. Now, just because a world is habitable doesn't mean it's actually inhabited. For example, the fraction of places in our solar system that would have life...
Okay, so this is the next term in Drake's equation. Yeah.
So that fraction of those planets that actually develop life.
One out of currently eight, we think.
Well, we don't think all eight of our planets in the solar system would be suitable.
Okay, so we're ruling out anything that's not in the habitability zone.
Yeah, so I would say straight up, just choose Venus, Earth, Mars.
Well, what about the moons? I mean, so now we've got Enceladus and Europa we've already talked about, but they're not in the habitability zone and they're moons and not planets.
Moons are the wild card.
Man, screw this equation. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Much respect.
Yeah, we love Frank. So I think we'll choose just for an easy life. And by the way, listeners, things are about to get far more uncertain. So please don't attack us on this point.
The fourth term.
So we're at three planets in our solar system. So Mars, Earth, Venus, and one in three have life. Maybe Mars will, but come on, right now, we'll be conservative. One in three. So that is three times one times a tenth times a third. Ooh, that worked quite well. So we're now sitting
at one-tenth.
At so one-tenth.
0.1, okay. Next term.
So we look for the fraction of those planets that have life on which intelligent civilizations have developed. Now, that's obviously, how would you ever know that? But again...
I mean, we do call ourselves intelligent, for better or worse.
Yeah, if any aliens were to pick up our actual radio transmissions, would they think we're that intelligent? They're watching it all unfold in terms of history. They're catching, depending on the star, it's taken light so long to get to those stars that they're catching World War One. They're catching World War Two. Maybe this is why we're not being communicated, because they think, they're not so smart. Again, we're going to just look at our solar system example. It's all we have. Mm-hmm. Again, one in three.
Yeah.
So we're talking, where are we at?
30th.
A 30th. This number is not as tiny.
I know. I was expecting it to be a lot smaller.
Yep.
Okay. The next term in our equation is the fraction of civilizations that develop a technology that releases detectable signs of their existence into space. So we produced radios, we produced TVs, we produced things that started shooting off signals way before spacecraft or something like that. So that was roughly 100 years ago.
Yep.
So we do.
But of the civilizations of Earth.
And of the time that we've lasted.
So look, I'm going to say, just to get a number, because we can't just choose like one. Well, all right. Well, okay, let's just go for one. Because it seems
it's the fractions of civilizations. Would you consider Wild Dog Gang a civilization?
No.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're now getting into just horrible, you know, definitions.
So the answer could be one. The answer could be like one in 10,000.
Yeah, or...
depending on how you define this.
Dolphins.
Oh, good example.
Pretty smart. So we're already getting in trouble, but I actually think this is why the Drake equation is so fun, because you get to turn this esoteric search for life in the universe and you get to turn it back on us and look at us and make clear what is important about life or intelligence.
And just how incredible it is that we are here speaking about this and able to think about it.
Which is us dodging this difficult last term.
Okay, so what did we end up with?
1/30th, and now we have the fraction of these civilizations that have developed the communications technology. We've only had this for 100 years in the last 10,000 years.
Okay, but that's the next term.
Yeah, I know.
So we got to decide this term.
I was trying to see if I could guess a little number. I'm going to say...
It's got to be less than one.
It's less than one, but I actually have a sneaking suspicion that intelligent life through competition will ultimately favor a tool-bearing civilization. I kind of feel that there's almost this evolutionary pressure just to get ever smarter.
Fine, give me an answer. What's your number?
One.
I'm saying less than one. Let's go with 0.5.
0.5?
So it goes to 1/60th.
1/60th,
okay, next term.
This is the horror.
This is, okay, the length of time that this civilization has been able to release a detectable signal into space. So we've been doing it for about 100 years, but humans have existed a heck of a lot longer than that. Mm-hmm. So this is a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction.
So if we were to stop transmitting tomorrow, that would mean that this last term, we'd be multiplying by 100 years. And right now, our number is sitting at... 1/60th civilization per year.
Wow.
We had a year term in there.
Yeah.
So we do it by 100, multiply by 100 years, and we get 6. The average number of civilizations in our Milky Way is 6.
This is not what I expected our answer was going to be.
Yeah. It's all about the fraction of the civilization. So the uncertainties of the evolution point.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
6. That's pretty good. And that's only one Milky Way galaxy. There's about a bazillion. That's a rough term, bazillion galaxies in the universe. So multiply 6 by a bazillion. That's a lot of life out there.
That's
intelligent life.
6 bazillion.
6 bazillion.
Yeah. Dear listener, we have a confession to make. In our excitement of going through the Drake equation on the spot, we made an arithmetic mistake, which many of you will have spotted, I'm sure. The thing is, in research, we make mistakes all the time, and in science, we constantly check each other's work to try and catch those mistakes. When we spot a mistake, we admit it, correct it, and even go so far as to publish an erratum if the mistake has made it into a journal article. And annoyingly, we've both had to do that. In science, mistakes aren't the problem. Not learning from them is. The mistake is still embarrassing, and both of us screamed a little when we spotted it listening back to this. But we decided to keep it in and fess up instead. So here's our erratum. We divided by 0.5 instead of multiplying, meaning we find around 6 civilizations instead of just under 2. However, when Frank Drake did this, he estimated thousands of civilizations, so our mistake is a smaller difference than the disagreement between us. So whether you're a pessimist like us or an optimist like Frank, let's all just sit back and wait for a sign from all those civilizations out there in the Milky Way.
They fixed the blunder. That's the good part of science. Alan Duffy and Amanda Bauer, both astronomers in Cosmic Vertigo, launched this week and produced by Joel Werner. Find the link on the Science Show website. It's dizzying fun.